Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. According to the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation Khairi Jamaluddin, registration for COVID-19 vaccination to members of the public is expected to begin in March and it will be on a volunteer basis. There will be 5 ways for the public to sign up for the vaccine, including via the My Sagittara application. If they have no access to My Sagittara, they may go to the JKJAV COVID-19 Vaccine Supply Access Guarantee Special Committee website, which will be launched by the Prime Minister next week, he said, according to Burnama. Sharing during the Ruang Baikara program via Burnama TV, he said that there is the hotline number to be fixed later, manual registration at public and private clinics and hospitals. Lastly, for people living in the rural areas, we will be working with the state government to get them to register the recipients including senior citizens, he added. Khairi reiterated that the vaccination program will begin with frontline workers. And every application will be evaluated to see if they are categorized as frontliners. I can verify that Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin will be the first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine, followed by the Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, doctors, nurses and others. Ministers will have their turn a bit later, said Khairi. Malaysia's Prime Minister was reported to have said on 4 February that the 3-phase national COVID-19 immunization program would start at the end of this month, with the government targeting 80% of the country's population or 26.5 million individuals to receive the vaccine free of charge. The first phase is for 500,000 frontliners who are directly involved in the fight against COVID-19, from February to April, and then the second phase for the high-risk group, comprising senior citizens aged 60 and above and the vulnerable group with morbidity problems, such as heart disease, obesity, diabetes and high blood pressure, as well as persons with disabilities, PWD, from April to August. The third phase is for those aged 18 years old and above, beginning from May to February 2021. Khairi also announced that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine had been registered by the National Pharmaceutical Regulatory Agency, NPRA, thus giving conditional approval for the use of the vaccine in the country. The Pfizer vaccine is also the first COVID-19 vaccine to be validated by the World Health Organization, WHO, for emergency use. 49 other countries apart from Malaysia have approved the vaccine and some of these countries have started using it as well. Also read. Justin, driving institutions and flight training centers allowed to operate with strict SOPs source, Gustavo Fring source, Astro Awani. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.